before I speak. Father, whether it is the first or like the 100th time that we've heard the good news of Jesus coming, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would remind us of something afresh this morning, of why you came, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, so according to Time Out online magazine, they done a vote of the top 10 Christmas adverts. What did they vote as number one? Which advert? Coca-Cola, no. Amazon. Who? Amazon, no, not Amazon. John Lewis. Oh, has anyone seen this year's John Lewis advert? Tugs on the heartstrings about fostering. It's a really good one. You should look at it. It wasn't that. That was number two. Last, Asda, McDonald's, Sainsbury's, all no. Okay. Lidl. No, it wasn't Lidl. Mike's going to play us the number one Christmas advert for 2022.
Excuse me.
What I want.
So beautiful. Never as an advert before had a punchline to a talking church. So joy for all. So Boots is half right, okay? There is joy for all this Christmas, which is great. However, newsflash, it's not gained through looking through Boots glasses or going to purchase bath bombs or some fragrance for a loved one. Okay, so we're just going to look at good news of great joy for all people. Just a passage that was just read for us. So in case you've forgotten, or maybe this is the first time that you've heard a Christmas talk before, Mary has just given birth to a baby in Bethlehem, and she's called him Jesus, just like she was told to do. And so there's a bunch of shepherds who are minding their own business in a field when suddenly an angel appears and announces to them this, verse 9 of Luke 2, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy for all people." So what was the great joy? Verse 11 and 12 says this, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Good news of great joy for all people. And so the good news of great joy was the fact that a baby was born. Now, you might know newborn baby joy if you've had one. Well, it might not always be joyful if you had one. But if you go and... shouldn't have said that out loud. That was internal. Where was I? Okay, so when a baby's been born, the absolute miracle of life that there is. Visitors come, shower the baby with cuddles, hopefully bring a nice bit of food for mum and dad. There's presents that are had. It's a really fun and joyful time. And Mary and Joseph would have experienced a bit of that, bearing in mind they were in a manger, so it probably weren't the greatest of locations. But they had shepherds that came to visit them. They had wise men that came to visit them, so visitors, but also presents, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They knew the joy of having a newborn. But really, what the angel said was good news of great joy for all people. Was it really just any old crying, pooing baby being born? The great joy that the angels were talking about wasn't that a tradition has been started. It wasn't the fact that be joyful because now there's going to be an annual event where you get to spend time with people that you love or don't love. And you get to eat a dry, crusty turkey. I'm not saying what Christmas is like in my house. You get bought another Lynx Africa box set that you still smell like you're in the 80s. You get to have a few days off work to argue with your loved ones, sit in front of the TV and put on weight. That wasn't the good news of great joy that the angels were talking about. Look, for some people, Christmas is utterly miserable. So good news of great joy? Nope. How was this baby that was born in a town to young parents good news of great joy for all people? Hopefully this advert will help us in answering that question.
Hey, kiddo.
Oh, that's us now.
What kept you?
Happy Christmas to you, too.
Video.
Ah, very good.
Here's Jerry.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
She can hear you.
It's mayhem, as usual.
I was at the first.
Oh, look. Happy Christmas.
You, yeah.
There's herself.
Wouldn't be the same without you.
How are you anyway?
Yeah, good day. Okay. Lovely day.
Take that.
Okay. Oh. What are you doing?
Keeping up tradition. Are you still with me?
Yeah. I'm with you.
I tell you what, it's absolutely Baltic.
Feel the joy of connection with Vodafone.
I'd like to say that I'm not sponsored this morning by Boots or by Vodafone. Okay, maybe you have experienced the joy of connection. So someone who loves you and wants to be with you. The baby Jesus was God's way of connecting with the world. And so it was God showing up in human form. Darren said last week it was Jesus changing postcodes. He was putting on flesh and coming to our dirty and messed up and broken world. Now, neuroscientists, who are, I take it, really clever people who look at the brain, they say that our brains desire joy more than anything else. And they also say that you can define joy as being relational. So joy is, I want to be with you. So joy is being with somebody else. Joy is knowing you're not alone. And so when the dad says in that video, are you still with me? The daughter says, yes, I am with you. The Bible talks about joy being found as we connect to God. The baby born in Bethlehem was God's way of saying, I am with you. And so the great joy that the angel was talking about was the lasting joy of God connecting with us. And so that when the turkey's been eaten, when the decorations are down, when the presents have been used or taken to the charity shop, God says, I am with you. It's not a fleeting joy, but it's a lasting joy. Whether you're going through the hardest year of your life or whether this has been the best year of your life, because joy isn't based on our circumstances. It's not based on our grades at school. It's not based on where we're at in our recovery. It's not based on our popularity. It's not based on our bank balance. If joy is God saying he's with us, then we can be sad but also be joyful. We can be fearful but also be joyful. We can be anxious but also be joyful, because God is connected to us. This is such a great but cheesy line. God's greatest present to us is his presence. Do you like that? No? I like it. God's greatest present is his presence. And so how on earth does such joy come from one baby who was born who's not even here in human flesh now. That's because of what he came to do. See, from the creation of the heavens and the earth, God desired for us to know the joy of being with him. And we messed that up. I don't know about you, but certainly for me, daily in my life. Because I put myself first as queen of my world, when in fact it should be God. And the Bible calls that sin. And yet, what does God do about that? He doesn't treat us as we deserve. He came to clear up our mess. There's a book in the Bible called 2 Corinthians, and chapter 5 and verse 21 says this: the one, Jesus, without sin, became sin so that we could be friends with God. And so the baby grew up and ended up going to the cross, which we remember at Easter, and died a horrible death and took the punishment that we deserve for the rubbish that we do. And as a result of that, he wipes our slate clean. He endured that in our place so that we would know the great joy of being friends with him rather than living a life separate from him. Such an act of love and kindness for you and for me. See, the joy of being friends with God, it ain't something religious. It's a life of meaning and of purpose and of wholeness. At Christmas, more than ever, man, do we fill our lives with more stuff. And the rest of the year, gosh, if only I had more money, if only I was more popular, if only I was married, if only I was healthy, if only I had kids or a meaningful career, maybe I would feel more complete. Maybe that would bring me more joy. There's a king in the Bible called King Solomon, and he wrote in a book called Ecclesiastes, he said, I had all of that list, and this is what I concluded. It was all meaningless, utterly, utterly meaningless. Because the Bible says our lives are incomplete without Jesus. We can never truly be satisfied. And so the great joy of the baby being born and lying in a trough is that God is saying, I am with you. I am with you. The good news of great joy was that God is with us, but the baby would grow up. The baby wouldn't stay as a baby, would become a man and die so that we can connect with the only one who truly satisfies our souls. Let me finish by reading this quote that's about joy, okay? It's a bit long, but it's quite, yeah, it's, well, you listen for yourself and make your own mind up. Imagine the joy of discovering that we are loved by a relentless, persistent, and passionate lover. The joy of being unconditionally accepted as we are. The joy of receiving the liberating gift of divine forgiveness. The joy of beginning again with a fresh slate. The joy of feeling the weight of sin and guilt lifted from our shoulders. The joy of knowing that we are gradually being changed from the inside out into the compassionate image bearer you and I were meant to be. Most of all, imagine the joy of coming to know personally that God proves his love for us in this, that while we were sinners, while we were messed up, while we were broken, while we didn't care about God, Christ died for us. Good news of great joy for you and for me. And this joy is life-changing. And so for Mary, when she found out she was going to have this baby that was going to be not like any other baby, the Bible says she pondered those things in her heart. The shepherds, when they heard the good news of great joy, they went and they investigated for themselves to see with their own eyes. The wise men, we find, they travelled from afar to see what the good news of great joy was. And so let me ask you this morning, this Christmas, what are you going to do? Let's pray. Father, thank you that before the creation of the world, you desired to be connected to us. And thank you in sending Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. That was your way of saying, I am with you. And offering us a connection that would transform our lives. And so, Jesus, thank you for leaving heaven and coming to our messed up earth, being born into poverty, growing up, and dying a horrific death so that we could be connected with you. God, show us what our response to you should be this morning and this year. Thank you that you're with us. Thank you for the good news of great joy that we can be friends with God. Amen.